Good morning. Clouds continue to overspread interior New York and New England, and precipitation in the form of rain showers is breaking out across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern parts of Vermont. Ultimately, our weather this week will be determined by a stationary front, which will oscillate slowly through the region from north to south. During the day today, the front will head in our direction from the south as a warm front, and as a result, clouds will remain fairly thick across the region. This will also produce a wide variety of temperatures from north to south across the area, with the clouds and showers in northern parts of New York and New England. High temperatures today will struggle to get out of the 50s and toward the 60 degree mark. Along I-90, roughly, temperatures should manage to get into the lower 60s, and behind the front in the lower Hudson Valley, southern Catskills, and southern New England, highs will range from the mid-60s into the lower 70s. That front will continue to overspread the area from south to north tonight, and temperatures will be milder. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and we do run the risk at a few showers, otherwise areas of fog and drizzle tonight, with temperatures staying in the 50s. Milder air will flow in with a southerly breeze during the day on Tuesday, and everyone will manage to get into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. Although that front will remain close by with mostly cloudy skies and more numerous showers and even some thunderstorms. A wave of low pressure will pass through the region to enhance some of the rainfall from time to time, but behind this system we should dry it out as the front passes back through from north to south on Wednesday. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower to mid-70s. On Thursday, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then, as that front blows through again from north to south, we'll look for temperatures back down to around 70 with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. Right now, the weekend looks pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s to lower to mid 70s on Saturday and Sunday with the chance of showers on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rainfall is returning to much of Arizona and eastern California this morning as Tropical Storm Rosa tracks toward the northeast and into the region. Rosa is in the process of recurving into the mid-latitudes ahead of a developing upper-level trough. The current forecast track from the National Hurricane Center indicates that Rosa will approach the northern portion of the Baja of California today. Although the winds associated with the storm are expected to weaken, copious amounts of tropical moisture will be drawn northward toward the desert southwest. In addition, a developing front will help focus the heavy rain along an axis from central Arizona northward. Flash flood watches are in effect for Southern California and large parts of Nevada, Utah, and the western half of Arizona. Another area that will likely get significant rain over the next couple of days will be from Iowa to Michigan. Rain with embedded thunderstorms are forecast to develop in association with a surface low tracking eastward along a nearly stationary front. There is the risk that some of the thunderstorms could be severe, primarily from Des Moines to Milwaukee and Chicago. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in drizzle and fog, 34 degrees with a west wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 9 above 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 51, 81% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.27 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo cloudy, breezy and cool with showers and highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 55, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday. We finish up September with 5.62 inches, which is 2.32 inches above normal, and 31.88 inches for the year now at 2.43 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 90, set in 1927, and the record low, 28, in 1993. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:37 p.m., 11 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows averaging right around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, just the risk of a shower today with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with a shower possible tonight, also some fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, just the chance of a shower today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with a shower possible tonight, some fog and drizzle, and lows in the mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, chance of a shower today with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, some fog and drizzle as well with lows in the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm possible, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid 70s Wednesday. Just the chance of a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds near 70 Friday. Upper 60s with a chance of a shower Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds back to the mid-70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.